My granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy's Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the mountain kinfolk of Sister Simpson and Widow Abernathy are still camped outside the store, closely watching the voting in the war bond contest to elect Lum a wife and making plans for the wedding. As we look in our little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears, the bond salesman for the contest, inside the Jot 'em Down store and library, complaining to the co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff about the conduct of the camping kinfolk.
Listen. I tell you, I ain't going to sit out there in that tent and sell war bonds one more day if you don't do something about it.
Well, now, Grandpap, I don't think they'll actually burn the tent down, so don't worry.
Well, they just about done it yesterday.
Huh?
Them pigeon-toed hillbillies built a bonfire to cook the victuals over, and if the knock-kneed wind hadn't come up and blowed the bow-legged flames in the other direction, me and that flat-footed tent would have been nothing but a pigeon-toed bunch of ashes by now.
Oh, well, they don't build a bonfire right in the same place every day, do they?
Yes, sir, every day they do. And they're out there right now gathering up firewood, getting ready to cook lunch again.
Oh, well, let's see. What do you think we ought to do about it, Lum?
Well, Grandpap, you tell them if they're going to build bonfires, they got to build them somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Do that, Grandpap.
Oh, no, now, you fellas do it.
Huh?
I ain't telling them varmints nothing. They don't seem to take the suggestions very well, no way.
Well, no, to be honest, they don't seem to like it very much. You're right about that, Grandpap.
Well, I'll take care of it some way. You get back out there, Grandpap, and don't worry about your tent getting burned down.
No, don't worry about it at all.
All right, but be sure you do take care of it, because I burn awful easy.
Yeah, well, we will, I think. Who's ahead in the voting out there now, the Widow Abernathy?
Oh, no. No, I believe Sister Simpson's ahead now.
Sister Simpson?
Just by one or two votes, though. They're running neck and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right.
Abner, I wish you'd stop asking Grandpap who's ahead all the time.
Huh?
I can't stand hearing them two women's names mentioned, even.
Oh, well, I'm sorrowful, Lum. I never thought about it. What are we going to do about them bonfires, Lum?
Well, I figured Cedric could go out and tell them.
Cedric?
Yeah, he's just sitting around the store doing nothing.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's a good idea. And he seems to be able to get along with them fellas out there pretty good, too.
Yeah. Hey, Cedric, come over here.
Cedric, can't you hear? Lum's calling you.
Mom?
Don't just sit there daydreaming, Cedric.
Well, I wasn't daydreaming, I don't think. Just sitting here, sort of studying.
Uh-huh. Well, Lum wants to talk to you.
Yes, Mom. I believe I'll give up that idea, though, anyway.
Give up what idea?
Oh, that and I was just thinking about. About me being able to fly.
To fly?
Yes, Mom. I was just studying how nice it'd be if I could just spread out my arms and float right up in the air.
So. Oh, well, the land, say.
But I don't much believe it'd work, no way.
Why, of course not, Cedric.
Well, Cedric, what I want you to do is to go outside. Cedric, pay attention and stop waving your arms that way.
Just forget that idea about flying, Cedric.
Well, it won't work, no way. I could save a lot of shoe leather, though. A lot of 17 stamps.
Yeah.
Yep. And a lot of gasoline, too, if I could fly around. But it won't work.
Why, of course it won't. Now, listen to Lum for a few minutes.
Yes, Mom. Clarabelle sure be surprised to see me floating along in the sky. That way, wouldn't
she? Doggy, that would be a sight. Big as you are and all. He looked like one of them air blimps.
Abner, don't encourage you.
Huh?
Well, I could save myself some time going to the defense plant, too. Because I could fly straight across the meadow and across the mill pond instead of having to drive around them.
Yeah, and you could just fly right out of your window there at home, too. Wouldn't have to go downstairs.
Abner, hash that up.
Huh?
Cedric, you get that idea out of your head.
This morning? I might just as well, I reckon, because it won't work.
No.
Unless maybe you fellas know how to do it.
Know how to fly, you mean?
No, Mom, how to turn corners after I get up there.
Turn corners?
Yes, Mom. There ain't nothing to put your feet on up there, nothing to grab hold of to sort of swing yourself around, or nothing like that.
No, that's right, no.
For goodness sake, sit your imagination. Now, be quiet while I tell you what
now,
I want.
Now, wait a minute, Law. There comes old Squire Skimp up out there.
Squire? Well, yeah, good.
Maybe he studied up some way for me to get out of this contest. A legal loophole or something.
Is he going to do that for you?
Well, he said he would. Study about it. Look it up in his statute.
He would, huh?
Now, listen, Cedric. Grandpap thinks them hillbilly fellas out there at the side of the store are going to build a bonfire and burn down the war bond tent out there. So you go out there and keep an eye on them.
Yes, ma'am.
Grandpap says it's that tall, skinny feller, Cedric, with the whiskers and that ragged hat that always builds a fire. So he's the one for you to watch.
Yes, ma'am. I'll watch him.
All right.
Well, gentlemen.
I do, Mr. Squire.
Oh, hello, Cedric, my boy.
Goodbye, Mr. Squire.
What? Goodbye.
He's just leaving.
Come on in.
Yes. Have you studied up any way for me to get out of that yet?
Well, that's what I wanted to see you about, Long.
Well, sit down.
Take that chair right there. Long, I may have a plan that'll work. At any rate, it seems quite feasible.
Well, good. That's what I want. Something that's feasible and something that'll work, too.
Yes. How are you, Abner?
Oh, I'm fine, I reckon, Squire.
Well, what is your plan, Squire?
The other day, Lom, I mentioned throwing a third party into the contest and maneuvering things around so that she would win. And then, of course, you wouldn't have to marry either Sister Simpson or the Widow Abernathy.
Yeah, well, I've been studying about that, Squire. I still don't like that idea. You see, then I'd have to marry this other third-party woman. And I don't want to marry nobody.
Yes, well, wait till now, Lum, till you hear the rest of my plan. See, the way I have it mapped out now, why, you won't be required to marry anyone.
I won't.
Oh, no, indeed.
Well, how can I get out of it?
Well, it's very simple, Lum. I should have thought of it before.
Well, what if she's pretty and all, and maybe I'd want to marry her?
Lum, wait till you hear my plan now before you start making any plans of your own. See, now, here's what I have in mind. We will just fabricate a name for this so-called third party.
Well, we'll do a... What'd you say?
I said we'll fabricate a name for it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Yes.
That's a good idea, I think. Any special way you suggest for doing this fabricating?
No, well, there's thousands of ways of doing that, Lum.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
Yes.
Which way do you generally do it?
Just the usual ways, old Lum.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I most generally do it, too.
Well, just a minute here. Wait a minute. I believe I've jumped the track here, Summers. Exactly what is it we're doing? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know what we're doing.
No. Well, what are we doing, Lum?
You heard, Squire. You tell him, Squire. I don't like to waste my time explaining such simple
things. All it means, Abner, is that we'll merely invent a name. Just make one up and then enter that name in the contest. So, you see, there won't actually be a third party, and naturally, Lum won't have to marry anyone that way.
Well, I'm sworn to goodness. Is that what it...
What'd you say, Lum?
Nothing.
Well, just a minute, though. Who's going to buy the bonds and vote for this third-party woman?
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Sister Simpson and the Widder have got themselves an awful lot of votes already.
Yes, well, I think that I have a few ideas that'll solve that part of it, Lum.
You know, this whole thing is that feller's fault sitting right there.
Now, Lum, don't bring that up again. Now, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times I'm sorrowful for
it. You're the one that started, Abner.
Well, I thought it was a good idea to sell bonds, and that's what we wanted to do.
Well, now, the way it's working out, it may work out yet where it has been a very good idea, Lum.
Wish we could make Abner marry whoever wins the thing.
Well...
See how it happened, Squire. He was making out like he was a fortune teller, and they'd buy bonds to have their fortune told. And he told Sister Simpson and the Widow Abernathy both that it was a tall feller and wore a mustache was going to pre-post to him.
Yes.
So they figured it was me, and then Abner got the idea of having a contest out of it, and letting the public buy bonds and vote on who they thought I ought to marry.
Well, now, Lum, with this idea of mine, in the first place, you'll be able to sell some bonds. And, of course, you'll buy a few yourself to help in the contest. And Naturally, I'll buy all I can, and all that's going to increase the sales. We get Grandpappy Spears and Cedric and a few others around here to help out.
Yeah, I know they will, but that won't be enough.
Well, no, that in itself won't be long, but then you can go over and talk to Walt Bates at the defense plant. All his employees, or that is most of them anyway, are buying bonds ready on the payroll savings plan, and there's no reason in the world why they shouldn't be entitled to a vote with every one of those bonds.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, no. And most of the workers are out-of-town men, so they don't care particularly who wins, and I'm sure that you could swing their votes for them.
Oh, yeah, sure. Cedric could help out on that, too, as long as he works there and knows most of them.
Why, yes. And here's one more thing, too. We'll bill this fictitious person as, let's say, Mabel Melrose, a mystery woman.
A mystery woman?
Yes, and right away, Lum, everybody in town will start wondering who this mysterious lady is.
Oh, yeah, they'll be burning up with curiosity.
Why, yes, and I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of folks that'll start voting for her just so they can find out who she is, too.
Grannies, I believe you got an idea there,
yeah,
Squire.
Yeah, that's a dandy.
Let's get started on that right away.
Yeah, now, let's see. Now, what name can we study up for this woman? Bueller's my favorite name.
Well, why not use the one that I suggested, Abner? Mabel Melrose. That sounds quite mysterious.
Yeah, that's good. We'll use that.
I like Bueller better than that, and I believe it.
It don't matter what we use, Abner, just so we get it started quick as we can. That's all I'm interested in.
Yes, yes. And now, here's another thing, Lum. When the backers, our Sister Simpson and the Widow Abernathy, see this other woman go into the lead, why, they'll begin buying more bonds than ever then.
Hey, Mr. Lum.
You better not interrupt us right now, Cedric.
Well, I just want to ask you if I can quit watching that tall fellow with the whiskers now.
Well, is he building a bonfire near the tent again?
No, Mom, I watched him good, and he never built no bonfires, no first.
Oh, well, good for you, Cedric.
Yeah, you done good, Cedric.
Yes,
sir. Run along now if you want to.
Yes, Mom, I'm glad that's over. That was uninteresting work.
Yeah, well, run along, Cedric. We're busy now.
Weren't interesting at all.
Yeah, well, you done told us that once, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, well, it weren't.
No.
I sure wish you'd have told me to watch that fat feller wearing the overalls.
Fat feller?
Yeah, he's a lot more interesting.
What's he done that's so interesting, Cedric?
Oh, he built a bonfire near the back of the store and set the feed room on fire.
Set the feed room on fire?
Just look out your back door there. The whole back end of your store's on fire.